brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Going to be joining us, economist, researcher, made a lot of accurate predictions concerning the economy. He's going to be joining us, and we'll continue with calls as well. And I will also get into the whole power outage situation, give you my take on that. But I went off into a rant about censorship, how people, not the caller, I misunderstood him, but people in general. First, there's not going to be any censorship. And then as it begins, they start defending that. Say, what's the big deal? Let's go ahead and go to Ben in Texas. Thanks for holding. Ben, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Alex?
Yes.
Hi. First-time caller. I've been doing a lot of research online, and, you know, I heard somebody on your show, like, last week. You know, his statement was, where are the Patrick Henrys of our generation, you know, when is it time to, you know, take that step, you know, into our own hands, you know, the more violent step. And just my basic comment is, you know, a group that does such a tragic act like 9/11, you know, they would have no reservations, you know, busting out, you know, the big buttons on us.
No, that's right. The people running things carried out 9/11. And I know why people don't want to admit that, even though it's just proofs everywhere, because it's scary. And no, but they're already planning to release bioweapons anyway, so we might as well fight them on our terms. And I don't mean start a fight, because they want to start a fight so they can have a civil war. We need to just totally, in the info war, while we still have somewhat of a free internet, absolutely discredit these people. So that they are so paralyzed with exposure, they can't stage big events and then pose as the saviors. We're in a death race, sir. That's what I try to get across to people. This is life and death. I almost punch myself in the face every day after the show that I wasn't hardcore enough, I wasn't focused enough, I didn't have enough eloquence to really get it across to people that we're 2 seconds to midnight, that these are the most vicious murdering killers. The United Nations on record is in Honduras and Uganda and other countries lining up villagers and shooting them to take their property. And the United Nations is on record kidnapping kids by the hundreds of thousands for slave labor, snuff films, sex slaves. And it's even in the news as a thing. I mean, it's just pure evil. Federal Reserve, pure child raping, narcotics selling, scum of the earth, criminals. See, folks, you side with this system in any way, okay? You are absolutely signing on with El Diablo. You might as well, I've told people, folks, if you're not going to fight this system, you might as well just go ahead and go join the Church of Satan. Why not go all the way? You know, hot nor cold, I spit you out of my mouth. I mean, I just, the only good news is, all the people serving this system, if it comes into fruition, are going to be dead. And it's not going to be us that kills them. Their master is going to kill them, and I hope they enjoy it. Anything else?
Just talk about 9/11 more. That's the only thing that I would offer you as constructive criticism. And the only thing that I can see us breaking, you know, this evil, just pure evil, is, you know, Martin Luther King and Gandhi. We need nonviolence. There's a better way to live life.
No, I agree with you. You know, clearly they blew up Building 7 and the rest of it. And I mean, did you know I was the guy that day one said it was an inside job?
I did about a year ago. My friend, a good friend of mine, sends you a lot of music, and he's been turning me on.
No, but I mean, I just had people contact me going, did you know 9/11 was an inside job? And I'm kind of like, really? I didn't know that. I said it 6 months before, 2 months before. I said they blew up the World Trade Center before it happened and blame it on Bin Laden. Everybody focuses on the controlled demolition. I think that's important, but I should make a new film on 9/11. Because it's incredible.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139. Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, in a moment we're going to go to Harry S. Dent, best-selling author, economist, friends forecaster. He's made a lot of very accurate predictions and breakdowns. I want to get his view on the unfolding meltdown that's taking place that CNBC says is setting up a global private government where megabanks rule us. Gee, I said that 17 years ago. We need to dredge up all of those quotes, because that's what this world government is. That's what None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen covers, back in print from 1971, available at InfoWars.com. We're about to go to our guest, but let me infomercial here for a moment, because that's how we fund ourselves. But most importantly, I've done 2 hours of broadcast here so far. I really haven't plugged much. We're going to get Matthew Stein, who's written When Technology Fails, that we cover and carry at InfoWars Shop on the next few days, and also author of When Disaster Strikes, as well as Joel Skousen, who's warned about the power grid not being able to handle big storms, much less some type of magnetic pulse or big coronal mass ejection out of the sun. All of these books deal with the fact that our industrial society is on a very precarious tightrope. And we've seen this illustrated by within hours of what they call a hurricane on land. Huge storms in the Midwestern Eastern area, right through the Eastern Seaboard, right through Virginia, power off now. for a couple of days, 3 million still without power, part of D.C. dark. Actually, some good in that. Maybe they won't be able to do as much mischief. Catastrophic damage to the power grids, unscheduled leave for federal workers, hell commute, thousands of lights have stopped. Well, maybe if government, would spend less time buying armored personnel carriers, even small towns, and drones and all the rest of it, maybe then we could get the country going again. But again, this whole predatory monopolistic system wants a cratered society where only they have the high ground politically and militarily to consolidate control. Now, that's my view on the situation. Joining us via video Skype is the best-selling author of The Great Crash Ahead, Harry S. Dent, Jr., and he has an interesting bio. I'm not going to go over the whole thing, but he's the founder of H.S. Dent, an economic research firm specializing in demographic trends. His mission is helping people understand change. Using years of hands-on business experience in the late 1980s, Dent developed a new way of understanding the economy and forecasting what lies ahead based on consumers, which he outlined in his book, The Great Boom Ahead, in late 92. In that book, he stood virtually alone in accurately forecasting the unanticipated boom of the 1990s and even called for the next Great Depression to start in 08. He sure did. Dent has offered several best-selling books, including The Great Depression Ahead in 2008, and he keeps his audience informed through his monthly newsletter, The H.S. Dent Forecast. In his latest 2011 book, The Great Crash Ahead, he outlines why government stimulus is doomed to failure and the economic havoc that lies ahead. And he joins us. He graduated from the University of South Carolina and earned his MBA from Harvard Business School, where he was a Baker Scholar. Okay, we're going to go to him now. Thank you for holding while I was ranting about what's happened with the storms. And FEMA is angry at the power companies. They say, get it back on or you're in trouble. But, I mean, FEMA is totally incompetent. Look at what happened with Katrina. Do you have any comments on the current state of things before we get into your larger worldview of what's coming?
Well, you know, I mean, there's cycles in everything. There's cycles in, like, solar activity and stuff, and that's tending to affect things on the grid now. So, I mean, you know, anything you can study in cycles, and the most important thing is to understand what drives those cycles. When do they come and go? But more importantly, in the economy, we look at demographic trends. Predictable things people do as they age drive almost all the key cycles over time in our economy. So anybody can understand it, and economists really don't have a clue.
What? Tell us about yourself, because I've read one of your books. I've read the excerpts that you did indeed make, in some cases, decades before things did unfold. How were you able to look off into the future basically develop your system of research and forecasting?
Well, you know, first, Alex, I wasn't trained as an economist. I was a business consultant coming out of Harvard Business School, working with Bain & Company, consulting to Fortune 100 companies on strategic change. How are their markets and industries changing? Where do they need to go? And I did the same thing with new ventures on the more innovative side. So I've seen the economy from a real-world point of view. And out of that experience, I developed some simple tools for predicting the macro economy, not just one industry or one consumer product, but what do people do in general as they age? How do they create inflation? How do they spend money? How do they raise their families? How do they invest money? When do they retire? All these things. And when you look at that, especially with new generations and especially a generation the size of the baby boom, which is unprecedented in size as a generation, the baby boom has driven a boom from 1983 to 2007. It's just a 46-year lag on the birth index for the peak in spending. It's that simple. And now they're going to be spending less, paying down borrowing, and buying less houses. So the government stimulus doesn't have a chance of working, and they're only racking up more debt after the greatest debt bubble in history.
But I look at the United Nations and Goldman Sachs and others. They talk about a post-industrial nation and how they want to have less population, but they know full well that a boom in population actually generally in history creates a boom in the economy over time. Now the baby boomers are getting ready to retire. So right on time, the banksters are making sure that everything implodes. So whatever's paid back is paid back in inflated dollars. What do you expect to see in the future? You've accurately predicted these trends. What's happening in Europe? What's happening here? A lot of metrics say we're already in a depression. They claim we were out of a recession 3 years ago and that pigs fly. What do you see coming in the future?
Well, first of all, Japan proves this point that slowing population and aging is not good for the economy. You need young people to innovate when they're young, into the workforce, raise families, work hard, earn money, and they're the ones that support the older people anyway. Japan, baby boom peaked just before and right after World War II, a decade or more ahead of Europe and the United States, and guess what? Their economy started to tank. They had their real estate bubble, their stock bubble, everything we've seen a decade or so ahead of us, and now we're going into the same thing. So Japan proved if you don't have more young people, if people don't have kids and raise kids, or if you don't encourage qualified immigrants, it's hard to continue to grow because older people slow down and young people rev up. So Japan is already in a long-term downturn. All the stimulus in the world has not turned around their economy. It's eased the pain, but it has not turned around the economy. Europe is now the next. Southern Europe is the next fastest aging, and then East Europe and Russia, and then the U.S. And ultimately, even China is going to age faster than the U.S. coming ahead, and the world ahead is going to boom largely in the emerging countries from Southeast Asia and India around the world. But all developed countries, as we've gotten richer and more urban, we have less kids, and then kids on a 46-year lag tell you where the economy's going, and most economies are going sideways at best in America and down in places like Southern Europe and Japan.
And here in the United States, there are really, I guess, three different types of people. There are folks that are willing to work three or four jobs, live a middle-class life, or to, you know, try to survive and not go on welfare. There are, you know, kind of the nouveau riche types that want to sit around lazy and don't want to, you know, work. And then I guess you've got kind of the whole bureaucratic class. And I guess you got the welfare class, too. I mean, there's more than three groups. The point is, there's less and less people that are willing to work. And the government and the bureaucrats and the welfare people look at us with hate. They talk bad about us all day. They say we're trash. We're filth. There's never enough money we can pay them. So what's going to happen is it all collapses. And there's not enough of us to pay for armored vehicles on every corner or drones to watch us because the government wants to keep their milk cows behaving.
Well, you know, basically it takes crisis for people to get reality, and we're not there yet. We started in 2008, but the government bailed us out of all of that and stimulated out. We've had debt growing almost three times the rate of our economy since the early 1980s. We've had constant government deficits since the early 1970s, constant trade deficits. We and most other countries in Europe, especially Southern Europe, have been living off of debt, not just our own natural work habits and increase in productivity and GDP. We've been living off debt. So this downturn will bring reality, and people start to realize that the entitlement systems we have are not even remotely affordable decades in the future. Young people have no chance of getting the benefits that older people have gotten, and even older people will get less. Our support systems for people who don't work are going to have to come into some question. I mean, you need some safety net, but not an endless safety net. So I think you're getting a big reality crisis in the next several years.
Well, I agree with you, but I mean, what about... Look, the social engineers know this. I mean, they put out one type of economic forecast for the slaves, for the cattle, as they see us. But, I mean, they just said they're going to euthanize all the old people. That's how they're going to pay for it. I mean, their answer is just shrink the economy and instead of trying to build it up.
Well, I mean, you know, one reality in healthcare is anywhere between 33 and 50% of the cost or in the last year of life. So we're going to have to come to grips with that. You can't publicly pay for that. People privately can pay to extend their lives for 6 or 12 months, but you can't pay hundreds of thousands of dollars. So healthcare needs a major, and I mean a major restructuring. But, it doesn't mean euthanizing people. And the truth is we have too much debt accumulated over decades. We need to restructure private debt, $42 trillion. public debt is $16 trillion and rising in the U.S. and then off the charts in parts of Europe. And then we have these unfunded entitlements for Social Security and health care that are like $66 to $82 trillion by two different
countries. Harry Dent, amazing.
Sustainable.
I want to come back and talk to you about what will the collapse look like. We know we're in the beginnings of it now, but how bad is it going to get?
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The story's out from the Washington Times. Drone industry releases ethics code. Oh, yeah, all over the world, killing entire families or entire villages to kill, quote, one terrorist. So that, and now they're pressing Congress to allow more weaponized drones to other countries to start a drone race. And they want 30,000 armed drones here in the U.S. I mean, what a joke, taking our money, military-industrial complex feeding on us. Best-selling author Harry S. Dent joins us, author of The Great Crash Ahead, and it is certainly beginning to unfold today. Look, I see governments and their white papers and admissions getting in a very aggressive acclimation and posture towards the population, standard unified program worldwide. I see them going for more taxes, which they know shut down economies. What do you expect to happen from your very well-researched and accurate predictions? How will this collapse look? How far along are we into it? Is there any way out of it? Then we're going to go to break. I want to come back and find out what you would do individually. Go ahead.
Well, there is no easy way out of it. They've been taking the easy way thus far. QE1 and QE2 and Operation Twist and Shout and all this sort of stuff. This is just short-term stimulus to avoid dealing with the massive debt and bubbles that we created. And the government did a lot to help create those bubbles. So did the private sector. Everybody did, in a sense. But you have to get out of the bubble to recover from this. You have to restructure debt. You have to let the economy slow down. You'll have to let businesses get more efficient. So it's a natural free market process that they are preventing by just keeping the economy stimulated. They're keeping the bubble going. The government puts money in the banking system. The banks turn around and reinvest that money, since they're not lending it to businesses and people, into the government bonds to keep their interest rates low so they can keep borrowing and running deficits. It's not a sustainable situation. It's very irresponsible. We created the first crisis in 2008 in the U.S. with our subprime lending crisis that started to blow up. Europe is now starting to blow up. Oh, they just had this big breakthrough last Friday about, we're going to directly recapitalize banks from the ECB with free money and not put it on the governments. That won't even start to take into account until late this year, number one. And number two, the short-term debt pressures are rising. They did this out of crisis. They didn't do this out of normal agreement. They did it out of a crisis that's building. I think Europe's getting ready to blow up and start to blow up like our subprime crisis did in late 2008 in the next 2 to 4 months. So I think you're going to see another at least mini stock crash. Some problems in Europe, it's going to spill off in the United States, and ultimately it hits China. So you're going to see this cascade of effects, European crisis, U.S. slows down, we have a crisis. Our big crisis is still in real estate loans and banking loans, foreclosures piled up to the moon that are going to have to hit the market sooner or later. And then China has the biggest overbuilding, top-down government strategy for overstimulating the economy ever, and they're going to bust as their exports are cratering. So I think we have a world crisis developing over the next two and a half years, and it's going to start this summer again, and it's just going to cascade. I think the most dangerous time for investors and businesses, second half of this year and the second half of 2013, and again, mid to late 2014, before we shake out all this debt, get down to reality about our entitlements and everything else, and get to a position where we can grow again. You cannot grow with all this debt in our economy in Europe or in the United States or anywhere. It's like trying to run again with a 300-pound weight on your back. You have to deleverage the debt. The free market system did this rapidly in the early 1930s. And after 3 years, we came roaring out of the Great Depression. Iceland already was forced to confront their debt and restructure it, and now they're booming while the rest of Europe is sinking. So it's better to let free market systems with some government assistance deal with this. Don't try to put it off. Government is just putting off the inevitable and making it worse by adding more debt to debt. You can't solve a debt crisis with more debt. It's that simple.
But look, you're a smart guy. You're saying, it's not going to work. Well, it's going to work giving trillions in bailout money to the bankers and wrecking the rest of the economy, so they're the last ones standing. What about all their documents? If you haven't seen them, I can send them to you, where they talk about a post-industrial world. It's Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan funding all this global government business. They plan on using this implosion as their takeover.
Well, the bubble gave banks more power and all this sort of stuff. That's why they don't want the bubble. You've got the governments and the banks kind of colluding to keep this thing going. The point is, the more you stretch the system with all the stimulus, the more vulnerable it gets. And then you get a shock like Europe blowing up or foreclosures being dumped on the U.S. market by banks because they just can't hold back any farther. Or China's unbelievable real estate bubble, the greatest in the world by far. Most people aren't aware of this. that starts to implode. Once things like that start to implode, the system can't handle the shock.
Okay, stay there. Long segment coming up. Harry S. Dent Jr., amazing guest. We're going to be right back with him. He's been very accurate in predicting what's coming up. We're going to ask him more on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
As our society careens towards the edge, California bill would allow a child to have more than two parents. Anderson Cooper told us something we didn't know, that he's gay. Really, Anderson Cooper, we couldn't tell? You know, my whole issue is I'm just sick of hearing about it. I don't care. I started turning on the television. Every time I turn on CNN, it's Anderson Cooper talking about gay people. I mean, it's just like, is there anything else in the universe other than this? I mean... There is so many amazing things happening, so many incredible things happening, and also so many bad things happening, and you tune into these TV shows and the culture, and it's so dumbed down. And I think about our ancestors, well, not even our ancestors, a lot of these folks are still alive, like my grandmother, almost 90 years old. During the Great Depression, upwards of 85 to 89%, depending on which university you study, lived in rural areas, and most of them were somewhat self-sufficient. Now we're right at 90% urban or quasi-urban, and half of the 10% that are living in the farming areas are self-sufficient. Look at what's happened with just these big summer storms ripping through the East Coast and areas with the power out and all the rest of it. Imagine if we have a Great Depression-like event, you know, that's that bad. We already have almost 50 million people on food stamps. Those are high-tech soup lines. Imagine what it's going to be like, because I'm not nostalgic for the past, but I've looked at some of the sociology, the anthropology, the history. People were a lot more moral in the 20s and 30s, and they were more self-sufficient. So I want to ask Harry S. Dent, best-selling author of The Great Crash Ahead, and he is a very well-known trends forecaster and heads up his own organization, best-selling author, renowned economic forecaster. Harry S. Dent Jr. has observed economic trends for decades and accurately predicted many of them. And he's on with us. I mean, you just heard my little breakdown there. I see governments all over the world, not just here, digging in. The Chinese communists are buying huge Gatling guns on the backs of armored vehicles for their public. Same thing's happening here. I talked to police and military. I can open the phones up right now, but it's even in the news where they're gearing up for unprecedented civil unrest. I don't see a way out of this once what are the numbers on how fast this could move? Because you were implying that, you know, it could happen in big fits and starts. It could be gradual. There could be trigger events. I mean, in your gut here, how do you see this going? How do you see this shaking out? Because I was reading a UN report yesterday where they talk about total collapse of society and a fortress world where the elites retreat behind protected areas, leaving the masses to fend for themselves in the wastelands. That is a quote out of the UN report. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, I don't study that to that degree, but I do know that every crisis in history tends to have a first phase where something goes wrong, and then people naturally go into denial. It's a human quality where something you can't take, you just deny it, and the governments are in denial now. They're trying to keep this bubble going. It's in the second stage that you get the real impacts. We won't know how bad this crisis is going to be until the stimulus in the first stage of denial ends, and I think that's going to happen between late 2012 and late 2014, maybe a little later. I think it's going to happen in the next few years, and it's certainly going to be deeper than the first crisis. There's certainly going to be more economic downturn, more banks failing, more businesses failing, higher unemployment, that sort of stuff. And there's going to be more civil unrest. I don't know how much. It depends on how it shakes out. But you do have to be expecting worse than less. There's no way that the second crisis is not going to be worse than the first, because we've basically kicked the can down the road and made it worse by adding more debt and stretching our system with all this stimulus and all these things the banks have been doing. So I think people are better to be on the safe side, say, look, I got to protect my investments. I got to be as safe as possible. I'd rather live farther from downtown areas than closer in safer communities than not. I'd rather live more inland than on the coast. All these sort of things. It's really hard to tell. The reason it's hard to tell exactly, because we haven't had a crisis like this before. We've never seen a totally global crisis, including emerging countries and China. We've never seen governments with the stimulus tools. They didn't have this in the Great Depression. They didn't do all this QE and stuff. The first time we really did this was in Japan in the 90s and now in U.S. and Europe. So we've never seen a situation, to me, this stimulus is like taking more and more of a drug until you basically pass out. You don't want to come down from the bubble, so you take more of the drug, but it takes more and more of the drug with less and less impact until you die from the drug. So I think there's a big range of how bad it can be. But I can tell you one thing, the next 2 to 3 years is very likely to be a lot worse in everything from economics and unemployment, investments, and civil unrest than we saw in 2008, 2009.
And by the way, all the big government reports, UN reports, we've sourced them, read them here. They all agree with what you've just said. But then separately, the mainstream media calls it pessimism porn, attacks myself, Gerald Celente, people like you occasionally, Ron Paul, others, who say that this is unsustainable. But, oh, then they come out separately and say, oh, there is a global meltdown, but global government run by the megabanks is the answer. I want to play a clip from 2 weeks ago on the Kudlow Report on CNBC. I'm not going to play the whole clip, but they basically say we're ruled by megabanks, global governance, but you know what? That's the way it is. So they've gone from denying all this to throwing it in our face. I want to get your take on it. Here's a clip. And then we'll come back to you.
Mostly what they do is hold summits.
I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about.
And they all go on and agree we're slaves of the bankers, but thank God they've got global government to save us. One guy's a little critical of the Federal Reserve. I mean, Harry, I know you've probably seen the media attack folks like myself who talk about this being an engineered crisis and predicting it more than a decade ago. But regardless of whether it's engineered or not, it is going towards global government. It is globalism that helped this become a global problem. What's your take on that overall statement?
Well, I mean, we've grown forever, over centuries, from smaller communities into states and nation states and nations and then now globalism. But you know, you have to go in fits and starts and you have to learn. I mean, we had this global boom, and unfortunately, it kind of got out of control with so much cross-lending and governments and businesses and banks around the world and so much interdependence that now we're very vulnerable because it was overdone. There's nobody to regulate foreign commerce in the way we do domestic. I mean, you do need to have some restrictions on how much debt can be created and what people and businesses can do, or things get out of control and then you have big bursts. We've had these depressions and debt bubbles and asset bubbles throughout history, and they never end well. Whenever an economy grows a lot faster, I mean, debt grows a lot faster than the economy, you're stressing yourself beyond your means, and you're going to have a correction and get back into balance. That is human nature, whether any part of the world. This has happened over and over again. So we've just done this globally now, and we actually need to have a global slowdown. We need to restructure a lot of things, and we're going to need to have some better global agreements. You can't get away from the fact that we're in a global world, but you can't have some bureaucratic giant thing that tries to control this. These banks and central banks have tried to keep this thing going since the early 70s when the economy started to melt down after the last generation.
And they've been picking winners and losers, which is inherent monopolistic garbage. And I agree with the statement you just made, and correct me if I'm wrong because I'm interpreting what you said here, but there is this global combine, but they got so greedy with the derivatives and things and selling, you know, packaged mortgages 10 times over that now they're endangering their own system. I think this global corporatist takeover, that in their zest to fund it all, they've probably destroyed themselves, because I don't think the world's going to go along with the very bankers that engineered so much of where we are today, now posing as the saviors. I mean, what do you make of what I just said, A, and then B, what do you make of that clip I just played?
Well, you know, I mainly think once a system gets going, we had this bubble developing. Again, to me, everybody did it. Even a lot of us consumers borrowed money against our homes that were rising in value to get our kids in private school. We bought homes we couldn't afford. We speculated in homes. We speculated in tech stocks. The rating agencies turned a blind eye when all these debt leveraging and new things were happening. Government.
We took the bait. We took the bait.
Everybody did it.
We took the bait, though.
Once a bubble gets going, nobody wants it to stop, especially the people most in control, which are the governments and the financial institutions. They benefited the most, especially financial institutions. And I agree with you in the sense that if you created this bubble and you benefited the most, you're going to be the ones to get hurt the most when it goes down. That's why they're trying so hard. If we let this bubble deflate, Home prices are going to become affordable to young people again. Debt's going to be restructured down. Healthcare costs are going to stop going up at the speed of light. There's going to be a lot of great long-term benefits. The problem is the people who created this bubble and benefited are going to lose the most, so they're going to try to stop it from happening against the broader interests of people. That's why, to me, I'm like, bring on the crisis. We will not get clear until we get a crisis. In fact, even the European leaders, they can't agree on anything, but it's gotten so bad in Europe in the last few weeks that they're suddenly agreeing on things that they wouldn't agree on. It's not a sign of strength. It's a sign that they're falling into a deeper crisis, and they have no choice but to get real and do the right thing. We need to get real here. We are way out of kilter on all types of stuff, and we're not going to be able to grow again until we restructure our entire systems and get rid of all this debt and start again anew. And then this happens once in a lifetime. It happened in the 1930s, and we had unbelievable boom after that, especially in the United States. It's going to happen again, but we got to.
But we're not the kind of people we were in the 30s. I mean, I'm sorry, but I live in a very nice city, one of the best in the country, Austin, and myself included. People are slobs now. I mean, people are incredibly baby-like, lazy slobs. And then you've got folks that are actually working, but more and more, there's this slob class. What is going to happen to the lazy, slacker, trendy know-it-alls and people when things implode and the welfare check, they get the welfare check, but because of inflation, it won't buy anything? I mean, this is going to be hellish.
Well, the Roaring Twenties. You referred to that later. People were different in the Roaring Twenties and Thirties. No, they were different from the Thirties on. Roaring Twenties, people were dancing on tables. We got in this la-la land world. The Thirties brought us back to reality in World War II, and then we became an industrious nation again. This, we call it the winter season. It, you know, there's spring like the 40s, 50s, and 60s. There's summer like the 60s and 70s. There's the fall boom, bubble boom like the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. And then there's winter like the next decade or so. Brings you back down to reality. We're out of balance, or home prices are too high, or government deficits and debt are too high. It's going to be corrected. That is what the winter season does. It brings reality again. Fall booms like the Roaring Twenties and in the last two decades bring a lot of innovation and new stuff, but we can't take advantage of that until we get back into reality again. So I think you're going to see people change. I don't think you're going to see people change until you see a crisis. And I think the younger generation today actually is more conservative than the baby boomers and more grounded. If you just get this crisis and get a new system where they can do well again.
Actually, it's funny you say that. I mean, I know you follow statistics and things, but younger generations are anti-abortion. They're more pro-Second Amendment. They're more anti-big government. That's true. It is more even like people 40 to 60 or so, that's more of the trendy group. I mean, there's some young people that are in la-la land, but I agree with you. It's, what do you call the group right below the baby boomers?
Well, there's the baby busters, they call them Generation X, and then there's that's the downward generation. Then the next growing generation is Generation Y, or the millennials. The Generation Y, the millennials, in the generation cycle over history is more like the Bob Hope generation that grew up in the Great Depression and fought World War II. They will be the opposite of their parents. They will not be like the baby boomers.
Look at what the so-called hippies have done. I mean, they claim they want liberty and things. They're a bunch of tyrants.
Well, again, though, I mean, they have a place, too. People like don't like winter. They don't like depressions. They like booms. They don't like busts. All of these things. We have four seasons. The Creator didn't create these four seasons for no reason. We see four seasons in everything we study. Each season has its place. The baby boom, you know, hippie types, they are very creative, and they create a lot of breakthrough technologies because they're like kids. They start anew. But then you have to grow up, and then the next generation is going to be more mature and is going to be different. The Henry Ford generation was before the Bob Hope. They were the people who were, you know, Roaring Twenties and all this stuff and artists and stuff. They were more creative, and they created cars and automobiles and all these things and phones. But it was the Bob Hope generation that brought it into mainstream practical application. So these generations are different. They're supposed to be. But the baby boomers are aging, and they're waning. The next generation is going to have more influence, but they need to get all of this excess from the past, all of his debt, all of these excessive regulations and structures out of the way so they can move forward. We'll see what they're like when the baby boomers in the past gets out of the way. I think
sure, sure. But these cycles are studied. And if you look at governments, militaries, they're all addressing what you're talking about, Mr. Dent. But they're saying that they're going to artificially, with technology and propaganda, manipulate it and use this crisis to be the final season, a scorched earth, or like a volcanic eruption, and bring in a tyranny from a conscious perspective. I mean, you're an informed guy. Certainly you've run across those writings and plans and stuff that's being developed.
Yeah, I don't see it as a tyranny. It's natural for people in power to increase their power. That's happened through all history. But the opposite trend, and I've studied history for thousands of years, not just decades or years, the trend in history has been greater economic freedom, greater individual freedom, and more wealth being pushed down the system. You go back 200 years, you go back 1,000 years, you go back 5,000 years.
No, we're living like kings compared to people.
The population controlled everything. Way more tyranny in the past. Way more.
No, I agree with you. We're living like kings. We have godlike technology. What we have today would have been magic 100 years ago. I agree with you. Liberty is on the march, but I'm telling you, the control freaks are going to try to block us. I want to come back, take a few quick final questions for our guest straight ahead, Harry S. Dent. I'm Alex Jones. We'll give you his website as well straight ahead. Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of Eat Foods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Starting today, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com starting today. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have launched the new social network. It's been up a month or so, and it was in beta. It had a few bugs, but now it's purring like a kitten. You want to get politically active, meet people, whether it's shooting, camping, dating, hunting, getting involved in your local area. There are now hundreds of thousands of people on the site every day. 30,000 people have created profiles. Planet InfoWars, one word, planetinfowars.com. Our guest website that you can go to is HSDent, just the initials, HSDent.com, HSDent.com. And I agree with him. The cycle is towards liberty. But I've read and shown you Bertrand Russell, you know, globalist documents where they were 80 years ago saying this and talking about how they would construct this system to socially engineer us. But they're bucking the course of history. And I believe they're going to fail, but it's going to be a war in the process. I want to jam in a few quick questions from callers. But, Mr. Dent, did you want to add anything to the statement you said earlier about the history?
No, I agree. It is towards freedom, but there are these battles. The Internet allows greater decentralization of information. You're already seeing major dictators fall around the world. We predicted this 5 or 10 years ago. So that's the trend, but you're right. It is a battle.
Let's quick questions here. Charles in Ohio, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Now, I don't know a whole lot about the trend setting, but, I mean, obviously, if you guys have watched the trends long enough, why haven't you guys been able to stop this economic crisis from happening?
Well, I mean, like, I'm going to do that? I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I bet you get that question sometimes where people say, you need to fix it, Mr. Dent. What's your comment to the caller?
Well, I can't. I mean, I've had people recommending me to leading politicians and people. They're not going to listen to me because what I say isn't acceptable to them. They're trying to defend the system. They're doing what they do. In fact, I tell people we've been able to predict all the trends in the economy broadly without looking at politics. The politicians don't matter that much long term. They don't want to hear that either. So, no, what we tell people individually, you got to do what you can do. You know, you can't change the winds, but you can reset your sails is what I always say.
Yeah.
None of us is in charge.
Yeah, that's
of
how you're going to beat this is getting self-sufficient, waking those up around you so that as things go into this cycle of collapse, you're ready. You know, the best thing you can do is take care of yourself, Charles, and try to wake up some people along the way so that people aren't caught flat-footed. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir. I had one other thing I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay, we're almost out of time. I'm going to put you on hold and come back in overdrive. I'm going to go to Janet, too, in New York, listening on WASB 1310. But let's real quick, Malcolm in Texas. You got about 30 seconds. Go.
Okay, I just wanted to ask you how much you think the downgrades of the banking system are because of foreign bond exposure, and also how much do you think the shadow banking system is going to start affecting the real retail side of things?
Great question.
Well, I mean, you know, clearly, I mean, the shadow banking system was how we created so much more debt than in past cycles, and all countries, private and government systems, have created more debt, 2 to 3 times more debt than at any time compared to the economy and GDP than any time in history. We can't even find a debt bubble in history to compare to this. So it all happened together. It's all going to break down together. And so all these things are interdependent. And that's why nobody can really control this. They're trying to control it. But what we said in the Great Depression ahead and again in the Great Crash ahead, these governments are going to lose control of this before it's over. And they're going to break down as well.
Exactly. And they're trying to sign us onto their derivatives that's impossible to pay back. And it's not our debt predominantly. Amazing. Incredible. John in Illinois, I'm going to do a little bit of overdrive, so we'll see what we can get to there. Mr. Dent, very powerful interview, very informative, and thank you so much for spending time with us.
Okay, sure. Thanks, Alex.
All right, there he goes. The website is hsdent.com, and onward and beyond, we will continue. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.